ladies and gentlemen, for the 844th time, it is the Mason and Friends Show, featuring that dude called Mike, aka his black handness.
Yeah.
As well as that dude called Unit, aka El Juperino.
What up, Yatches?
Me, I am Mahoney, aka, I find it funny to say that. Welcome to the Mason and Friends Show.
What's good out there? What's happening with y'all today? Hey, this ain't Conan, is it?
It is not.
God, it's a different tune.
This is one that I haven't even seen. I tried years ago. I bought a used copy of this movie at Blockbuster.
Is it Mad Max?
Nope. I've seen Mad Max for sure. It's older than that. It was up for Best Picture, like, I want to say in 58.
58?
Yeah, it's old. It's got Charlton Heston in it.
Oh, shit. I probably don't even know this motherfucking name. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang?
No, it's not Chitty!
Nah. This is a little movie, a little, like,
what's this
biblical
one called?
Epic called Ben-Hur.
As soon as you said biblical, I'm like, all right, it's Ben-Hur. I've watched that.
Oh, have you seen it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because, like, I put it in. I remember I got the DVD, and I put it in. It made it about 5 minutes, and it froze up. And I was like, all right, then.
I remember
that. And then I went, I traded that in on I bought a brand new copy of Lawrence of Arabia, which is one that I watched and had an epic mushroom event watching that years ago. That was a good one.
See, like, I remember
that's
the
only
chariot
way.
Race in Ben-Hur, yeah. But that's about it.
Yeah, yeah. That's the big stuff.
Yeah, I don't remember too much of it, but that part right there.
I really liked Lawrence of Arabia. I had a good experience with that.
I haven't seen that Joker yet.
It's about a dude leading an army across a desert that they say can't be crossed. And in theory, they did cross it, but I've also heard that it's bullshit. But I don't know.
Yeah.
I haven't delved into the history of it. I think it's supposed to be real, but I can't really guarantee that because I have not done my historical dive to try to prove to myself
if it is or is not real.
But
if you want to spend that time trying to figure that shit out, you know.
Because, you know, the way of the world these days, everybody's trying to erase and change histories and shit. So
that is also true.
It's tough to be like, oh yeah, sure, that's what happened.
Yep.
You know, like, oh, let me just change all of everything and then believe what this guy says. Yeah, sure.
Yep.
Yeah, right. If you weren't so politically motivated with everything.
Man, I had this conversation with this woman at Walmart. What was it? I think it was Thursday night. Yeah, like for an hour. Like it's these two old random ladies. One, I walk in there and I find these protein shakes.
Hold up. You were talking to an old lady at Walmart for an hour?
Yeah, bro.
Good on you.
Not. Like, so
I hope she was a nice old lady.
She was cool as shit. Like,
she slender?
No.
How them hips look?
Elder? Not breakable. You know what I mean? Like, they were sturdy. You know? But, so, like, it was crazy because I was in this one aisle and I'm looking
at. I'm going to be muted from this conversation.
Shout out to Kyle again at Glassflow because he said every now and again when the Jew pipes up, he'll say something and I'll think, that's exactly what I was thinking. I said, yeah, when Mike and I take things too far and the Jew becomes offended.
So I'm looking at these protein shakes because Ken had these protein shakes at her house that were banging. Well, Walmart has this joint that got fucking their banana cream, right? And I was like, all right, I'm going to get these joints. And I'm in the aisle. This little old lady comes up. Now, this is before the hour conversation happened. This little old lady comes up, and she was like, hey, are you looking at getting one of these protein powders? I'm like, nah, I was just here getting this, but I was interested to see what they got because I got an organic protein joint at the house, you know? And she was like, well, look, this is the one I use right here. And she walks away. I'm like, all right, that's cool. You know, I looked it up, checked it out. All right, that's what's up. I go on to the car aisle because I needed some wax for the whip because I'm like, I don't think I got any car wax, right? I'm right there at the car spot. I get the wax, and this lady just walks up out of nowhere, and she immediately just starts talking to me.
Same lady, different lady?
Different lady. This is a different lady now.
Different old person.
Yeah, because she's like, she wasn't even that old. She's like,
old people are hungry right now, bro. I'm trying to tell you.
She look, she's like 50. She was like 57.
She's coming out of winter, man. That motherfucker's hungry. This is hungry.
They're hungry. So look, so we're talking.
I know, I'm trying to find me an old lady.
I'm trying to tell you.
I shit you not.
Oh, they ready.
I'm after all of them, man. I want them 1880, man. I ain't playing.
We're having a conversation, and like,
I'm back.
Every topic was just something that we have touched on here on the show. You know what I mean? So we're able.
So you were well versed.
Yeah, but then when it got to the book, like I mentioned a couple weeks ago, the creature from Jekyll Island, she knew exactly, damn near verbatim, what the fuck I was talking about, because she was like, "Yo, I know exactly this," and we were going back and forth about how fucked up things are, because she said she was afraid for her children that are grown children now, but she's like, "They live with
you
me."
You should be. We're not gonna make it, y'all.
Because she said that. All of them have something wrong. They're like, they got mental issues, like they're depressed, anxiety ridden, and all this shit, because they're like, they can't make it in the world today.
That's right.
She's like, you know, they have all good the time. Jobs.
My hope is that I can figure out a way to pay off my folks' place and stay there, because I know there ain't no chance of getting to own a home ever again.
She said they make great money. Like, one works for the government, one works for...
that's why you got to vote for the boy Bobby.
Yeah.
RFKJ all day.
And she goes, you know, they make good money, but they don't have... And she kept trying to figure out the rest of the emotional intelligence to handle things that are happening. She's like, yeah. She's like, when we were younger, we got smacked in the face with shit. Like, we had to figure shit out.
Well, you should have said, woman, did you beat your kids or not?
I thought about that, but then she was telling me about how...
Because we've done that here on the show, too. We've had that discussion.
About how fucked up...
Anybody older than us beat their fucking kids.
Exactly, yeah.
So you don't need
but
to
see,
ask
I didn't ask her that, but she was telling me how fucked up her family is with mental issues, and she said her kids, they went out on their own, they tried it, and things got fucked up because they couldn't afford to live out here now. And I'm like, yeah. You know, it makes perfect sense. I can't afford to live by myself.
My dude, I spent the entirety of the Obama administration honestly trying to find a job. There was not working in restaurants, and I couldn't. And then I got injured at a restaurant, had to sell everything I owned and move back in with my parents.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the world we live in.
Yeah.
Like, you just be an honest person and get absolutely nowhere.
Not a fucking thing.
You know where I got the most? When I started lying and faking drug tests.
Yep.
When I started lying. That's when I got up. And that's why I'd be like, you know what? This whole, like, that's why I'm not
that's
interested
I,
in the whole thing.
I
it makes me
being
mad.
An asshole to motherfuckers is when I was like, shit turned around for me. It was like, all
right,
cool. I gotta be
right,
aggressive to certain people.
I don't like that.
I don't like being aggressive.
That I gotta be a prick.
Yeah, but if I have to, I will. You know what I mean? Like, that's just it comes with. I've learned how to navigate through some shit now. You know what I mean? Like, as you gotten older, as a youngin', I was like, man, you know, I can do this. Fuck it, that's cool. But now I was like, now fuck you. I ain't doing a goddamn thing. Oh, well, what the fuck are you going to do? Tell me exactly what are you going to do. You nothing. Because you're just as fucked as I am, right? Okay, then. Shut the fuck up and let's get something happening. You know, but...
Vote for RFKJ. It's the best chance we got. A motherfucker that talks about the problem, about corporations buying up all the single-family homes.
Every fucking issue there can be, he's actually addressing every fucking issue
there is. He's the only presidential candidate that addresses the issues.
The only one that is talking about it, because you got Agent Orange talking about, oh, I'm in court. There it says, it's all against me.
Well, but he's right.
But he's right about that, yeah.
He's being targeted politically.
Then you got the fucking
Sleepy
Joe that can't talk worth a fuck.
Well, and the deep state's making him look like the fascist authoritarian that he wishes he could still be because he's too fucking stupid and brain dead to be able to do anything.
Like,
he's
what
a fucking
the fuck?
Puppet. That's ridiculous.
It's just asinine, stupid, and ignorant.
Well, and nobody wants to think about stuff.
No,
they all
not
just
at all.
Want to like cut loose of it and let it take care of itself, but it doesn't.
When you think about it, when I hear people talking like, you know, well, who's the lesser of two evils? Why the fuck even think
why
of it?
Why we gotta
that
vote
way?
For evils?
Why do we have to do that?
Like, we should. How about you vote for the guy that's good?
Yeah.
Or the guy that is at least talking about stuff that
because
isn't.
Because nobody's gonna be able to do that because he's independent. He's not an actual Republican or fucking Democrat.
Well, but he's getting on the state ballot.
Yeah, he's getting on the ballot.
He's
going to
get out as an independent, not a Republican.
No, he is.
That's
he,
right.
Yeah.
So he's going to have an I next to his name.
Yeah, but so those fucking diehard Republicans are never going to vote for an independent motherfucker.
That's right, but the people...
And the dumbass diehard Democrats are never going to vote for
a Republican. Yeah, but those that are in between that are tired of both ends.
But they don't have no option because those old-ass fuckers suck. So,
but independents are the highest like categorized group of voters these days.
Uh-huh.
People that vote
identify
as independent.
I mean, he's definitely the best candidate. Don't get me wrong. I don't give a fuck and pay nothing but about politics or nothing, but I'd rather
I'd
rather have a grandson than a granddad.
great-great-great-granddad running the goddamn world. I mean, the fucker can't talk or walk. And he's supposed to, and he got access to the button.
You know what I want to see? You know what I want to see?
Come on, bro.
I want to see a debate, and I want to see either Trump or RFKJ hit Biden with, I understand that we don't agree about everything, and I also understand you may have a hard time when this event is over getting off stage, and I will be happy to help you off stage when you're trying to find your way off stage. But the fact that you're going to need help off stage is precisely the reason you shouldn't be the president of these United States of America.
Yeah,
vote
gotta,
for Bobby Kennedy.
You got to help that guy talk. Like that. He should not be directing nothing.
Man, there was a meme. I don't think I sent it to y'all. It reminded me of the song Free Ballin' that you did.
Ooh, Free Ballin'.
Yeah, but it was Joe Keeps Falling.
Oh, Joe Keeps Falling.
Yeah, man, I was rolling. Man, especially when they had him on the bicycle and he fell out on his
That's what they said.
Joe Keeps Falling.
Joe Biden.
And they kept, they were showing the fucking videos of him when he was falling and shit everywhere, when he was falling up, going up on Air Force One.
Falling, bro. Another track.
Is this Free Balling?
It's Free Balling.
And I was like, man, when they were saying, Joe keeps falling, I was like, man, you made a song called Free Balling with this beat. I remember this shit.
For y'all perform at Junior Rock Rap Studios. Yeah, here we go. We're gonna start going.
I gotta redo this jump. We're already 20 bars in.
Woke up this morning, trying to go to work now. I looked down at my drawers I was wearing. They had a big rip from the front to the back now. How come I didn't notice
it? I was working the other day. I was up on a ladder. My boys hand me something. And I was like, hold on, man. My drawers ripped. I won't get too close. I don't know how many layers you're talking now. Fuck right here. Mushroom head might fall up out of this.
Watch out for that
purple head. Purple head peewee here, Michael Boy. I'm just around Mark and say, how you doing? How you doing?
Shit.
And is that my fault?
It's good of you to give them a fair warning.
If I'm working my ass off and my whole dick falls out of a little asshole, is it my fault that he found the light? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, because you should have good draws on, man.
I guess.
Unless you rip? Walk around.
What if they just rip?
Then look, that's
man,
not your fault.
Look, man, you make enough money to have not holy drawers.
Hold on, wait a minute. You got construction pants on. If you're on a construction site with some shorts on, your dick shouldn't come out.
Well, I have got a couple pants that are ripped.
That's
right, yes, in the taint area, right?
That's
man, you make too much
that's
money to be this broke-ass motherfucker, yo.
That's the problem.
You got to make a decision, Jew. If you want to be living like this with, like, holes in your pants and shit, you need to, like, get a shitty-ass job.
That's like the one time we went to the doctor for the Felicia. Well, I had them jumpsuits ripped from the zipper to the tank, man. My fucking pants.
It
was me and Lisa was there too, and the boy, right? And I had a damn ripping my drawers, bro. So I had everything. I said,
so you telling me you were sitting there?
I said like this. I said, basic instinct. You know what I mean? I was like, I said, look at this, right? She over here like. You know, like trying to fold my pant over my shit. You know, I mean, so you gotta cross your legs. I'm like, I'm not sitting here with my legs crossed. It's a grown ass man.
And then what do your nuts pop out of the bottom?
But, so I just tuck my pants into my pants, kind of like this. You know, what I'm saying, like
pants into
folding
pants.
My shit in, and was sitting there, you know, like knees closed and shit.
You're
you know,
a real,
like a little school
you're
girl.
A real fucking heathen.
How
man.
You got holy draws? A grown ass man still with holy draws.
I mean, you know what I do when I get my drawers get holy? I throw them away.
Yeah, I need to.
Like they get thin sometimes. And I'm like, oh look, they got a little hole there, and they're really see through.
Yeah, this is the same drawers. Lisa's like, I see your whole ass right now, bro. I'm like, I got drawers. She's like, no, you don't. Or no, I hit it with the panties. I like fucking around telling I got panties on. So
you
see,
at that point,
you see through my panties. She said, yeah, you damn near got a thong on, motherfucker, you know? Hey, it's a man thong, all right? Don't appreciate you talking to it like that. Your translucent cheeks.
Yeah, you're disgusting, bro. you need to get fresh underwear.
Translucent cheeks.
Translucent cheeks. I like that one. fucking hell.
I need to get these underwears with translucent cheeks that are like translucent cheeks right out the gate. I need them to not be threadbare, but yet translucent.
Those damn near the assless, but they ain't. You know what I'm saying?
They might as well be.
You want a pair of assless boxers?
It's like lambskin condom. Ain't really a condom, but it is. You know what I mean?
I mean, it's a barrier.
It's something to
block. It'll shake off everything. It can't ninja gate and all the things.
Well, I mean, it's going to block like 99% of the cum.
I'm talking about the other dangerous shit. Yeah. Sticks with
he said, I'm
like
talking
the
about
the hip, the eye, the C, the B, the herp.
all the STIs, the STDs.
Things, yeah.
All them things that you gotta go get tested.
I don't even know, I was scrolling. It was either the Gram or it was a book, and it was Steven Seagal's old ass.
What that punk motherfucker
is. Still. Martial art and motherfucker.
He ain't martial art. He's Aikido. He's smacking people in the face and walking
it's
away.
It's special effects. It's camera work, man. We can make you martial arts.
I don't know. He was really doing some
with
shit.
The proper camera
work. He does the shit where he grabs back in the head.
Well, but he was.
Yeah, I don't know what he did.
When he was skinny, he used to be good at that shit. But now he's fat. He's like real fat.
He's real fat now. Yeah, he's real fat. I was like, damn, look at this motherfucker, bro.
Steven Seagal always been a punk to me, man. He always been a punk. Because I'm a diehard Bruce Lee fan. I'm fucking 36 chambers, fucking seven swords. Like,
so you think Bruce Lee would just mop the floor with
no
him all
problem,
the time?
With no problem. I'm not even a big fan of Chuck Norris. Bruce Lee against Steven Seagal.
Oh, Steven Seagal can't
Bruce,
do all that.
Even Chuck Norris.
Shit ain't
good. I'm not a big fan of Chuck Norris, but Chuck Norris would mop the floor. Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Chuck Norris would fuck up Seagal?
Yes.
Man.
Absolutely.
Chuck Norris?
Yes.
Man.
Fucking Chuck Norris. What was his name?
Chuck, man. Like, Steven Seagal had a dream that he fought Chuck Norris and he caught him in a
pile of
jacks.
Chuck Norris and Steven Seagal, I don't know. Maybe Chuck Norris with the black guy, right? Because he was Walker, Texas, right?
Yeah.
Chuck, yeah, but
all right,
Chuck
so
Norris.
Maybe he had the black guy with him, maybe, but I don't think Chuck Norris got Seagal.
Bullshit, what? Yes, absolutely.
Van Damme beat the brakes off of Seagal for sure.
Yeah, Van Damme is a ballerina.
I'm gonna have to watch some Chuck Norris. Ass. Oh, he did the Kung Fu joint, though, right? Chuck Norris did some Kung Fu shit.
Yeah, he was in with Bruce Lee.
He made a movie with Bruce Lee where
he
fought Bruce Lee.
Fought each other in fucking Chambers of Death.
It was a close fight, but Chuck wanted to fight to the death and Bruce had to kill him.
What movie is this?
Chambers of Death, I believe.
Netflix?
He like pulls his chest hair out.
He pulls his chest hair.
It's fucked up.
Bruce Lee grabs it and he goes...
Netflix.
Blows the shit. Yeah. Man, look, I got the whole fucking Bruce Lee collection, bro. Bruce Lee. Because
they're fighting and Chuck's getting the best of him, and Bruce Lee grabs a handful of chest hair and turns the tables on him.
Yeah.
That's fucked up, man. As a chest hairy motherfucker, I'd be fucking fired up.
I don't know, man.
I'd be fired up.
Maybe Steve. I mean,
Steven Seagal will get his ass whipped by Chuck Norris.
Look, Chuck handles most of them, I think. But when you really get down to it, who is it? Jai Michael White? That's the real bad motherfucker.
Oh, that's
motherfucker.
The motherfucker right there.
That's the real bad. That's
Michael,
the
Michael July. He played Spawn.
He was in Batman.
He's that big old black dude, right? In Spawn. He was in Spawn. Was that the great? What the fuck movie was that? I know you're talking about.
He was
fuck,
gambling.
The movie that we was laughing about,
night.
Man.
Bone. Bone.
No, hold on. Wait.
Come on, Mike.
That guy.
Honeycoat. Yeah, him. What was the movie that man we was talking about that he was in? Because he has the cowboy joint with they figured out the liquor was making the penises small.
Oh, the damn.
That show on Netflix.
That Dolomite, was that?
Not Dolomite, it's fucking Black Dynamite.
Black Dynamite.
He plays Black Dynamite.
Oh, is he? Oh, okay.
God,
the
way of
the dragon, that's what it was.
But
the
he's a real,
dragon.
He's Pookie a real.
Black, that movie was ridiculous.
He's badass.
He's the real deal.
And he's the one that Steven Seagal hates. Like, he wants to fight, Michael wants to fight Steven Seagal. Like
he would beat the brakes.
He beat the brakes off Steven
all
Seagal.
Day.
There was an interview where he's like, yo, they like, Steven Seagal, they were on a set and the dude Michael was trying to teach people how to fucking like spar and shit. And Steven Seagal like, actually hit one of the fucking stuntmen, like, really got mad and punched this motherfucker. And dude Mike got pissed off. I was like, man, I'm going to fuck him up. Like, tell him, don't come around me because I'm going to fuck you up. What you do is shit. You are not a real martial artist.
Have you seen Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, the scene with Bruce Lee.
With Bruce Lee.
Where fucking Brad Pitt's character is getting his best of him.
Yeah, yeah.
I fucking love that shit.
I'm like, man.
But that's based on real shit. Like, they say that Bruce Lee.
Bruce Lee didn't get his ass handed to him like that.
They say that Bruce Lee used to hit people.
Oh, yeah.
Piss off the stunt people.
I can see that.
Like, there were real motherfuckers like that that would have beat the brakes off him if it had come down to it. And that's why he wrote that movie the way he wrote that movie. But it was also, you had to see just how badass this motherfucker was.
Yeah, because all the shit that they talk about.
When he hits the hippie at Spawn Ranch, and it comes off the ground.
Yeah.
Before he hits the ground, and his face is falling off, and he's like, change the fucking tire, bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's another sequence of, like, you're a bad motherfucker. When he just walks in there, like, if you walk in and there's 30 motherfuckers,
yeah.
And you just strolling around like you've been there before, like, you got some serious confidence in your ability to, like, throw the fuck down.
Steven Seagal ain't got that.
Steven Seagal ain't doing what Brad Pitt's character would have been doing.
None of that at all.
No. Hell no.
He's too busy slapping people and moving them aside. Because Aikido is basically jiu-jitsu standing up, is what how I look at it.
I don't know, man. It's. I think it's more of like a...
It's using your opponent's momentum and shit against them.
But you're like also attempting to like break their arms and incapacitate them too, I believe, is like the kind of the concept of it. Like you let them throw past you and then you grab them and snap them up and then move on to the next one.
Steven Seagal ain't fast enough for that shit.
That's the way he'd be doing it. I mean, he was in, like, Hard to Kill.
I didn't like none of his movies.
I'm not saying he made good movies.
I'm saying
when he was skinny as shit in, like, 1989 with the ponytail.
See, that's the thing that pissed
when
me
he
off.
Was, when he was slim and had the ponytail.
Even when he was slim.
he was good.
He was trash. He
went to Japan and taught that shit. Like, there was a time where he was, like, a special martial artist in a certain kind of way.
His shit was trash because, like I said, I had Bruce Lee watching this motherfucker.
But how many good movies were there? Fighting anybody. Like, any good real fight movies. And where there aren't that
many. Back in the day, as a youngin'.
Well, like Street Fighter, Sport, that shit sucks, right?
Street Fighter did suck. Street Fighter was a sucky movie. That was a video game joint.
The few that were good are the ones that are, like, heavily derivative of what you get in, say, Mortal Kombat. Where you've got a Bruce Lee character. You've got a
Bruce Lee character. You're always going to have that one dude
Luke Kang is doing a Bruce Lee.
Yeah, everything has a Bruce Lee character.
Cage is doing a fucking Van Damme. You know what I'm saying?
But back in the day,
you had Raiden from fucking.
You didn't have the action fighters besides Bruce Lee, Chuck Norris, Van Damme. Rambo shot up everybody. Or Stallone shot up people.
So did Schwarzenegger.
Schwarzenegger shot up everybody. Fucking Patrick Swayze was dancing too much sometimes, you know.
But I mean, in Roadhouse, he was throwing down.
Yeah, he was never shooting. He wasn't ever shooting nothing.
Nah,
I don't think
Swayze,
he ain't never have no gun.
I think he was in a movie. Wasn't he in a Navy SEALs movie or some shit? I don't know. I feel like. Well, plus he was shooting motherfuckers in fucking Red Dawn. He was out there with the gun down in Red Dawn.
He had a gun in there.
They done executed another child.
I still gotta watch that.
You ain't seen Red Dawn?
I ain't watched all of it. That's when they drop on a school and start busting motherfuckers.
Yeah,
right. See that part? I'm like, what the fuck am I watching here, bro?
Son, Red Dawn is that fire.
I ain't seen all of it.
Red Dawn is actually a very good movie. And
that's
like,
what, the Wolverines or whatever? Like,
nah, dude. I mean, we're talking, this is like 84 or something.
Yeah, this was,
that movie was
made. Because they remade it, though, didn't they?
Well,
they probably remade it. Yeah.
They did remake it with
the dude that plays Thor, Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah, one of them Hemsworth dudes was in it. But, like, this shit, the original, it's fucking rugged, dog.
Yeah,
it's real deal.
These children are dying.
They dropped on that school and just started fucking AKing the fucking world, bro. I'm like, damn, this how we running?
Yep.
I'm like, I got to fuck with this. But I had some parent shit, probably football practice or some dumb shit, you know.
It's a heavy flick, dude. Like, the subject matter.
That shit pisses me off. I'm gonna have to fucking coach, bro. I just can't take the shit no more.
The basketball?
This is football, man. Any sport, man. The boys' coach is fucking ridiculous, right? Because the goddamn kid is this one dude who was wide open
every play, right? And I told Seb, I'm like, tell your coach to change that dude with the other dude, because every time they throw the ball, it's that guy who's guarding them. And he's like, yeah, I know, I saw that. And my guy, tell your coach. So he tells the coach that. And the coach says, that's my best player. I'm not going to sit that guy. And he said, tells me, he says, I tried. I said, yeah, loud as fuck. I said, yeah, I know. I mean, I don't know what game he watching, but he ain't watching this one. Because who they scoring on is your best player. So if that is your best player, then you might as well sit the fuck down, bro, because we ain't, y'all ain't doing shit. So I'm going to have to just, I guess I'm going to have to just try to
No, because you coaching is going to be like bad Santa.
I'm going to have to find an assistant like coach. I need an assistant Bears. Coach that's going to be like the real coach when they kick me out. Like, every game.
Yeah, because you're going to be an idiot that kicks a chair and throws a clipboard.
I'm like calling timeouts.
Yeah.
I'm calling timeouts, making kids run lap. Timeout.
You beat a Bobby McKnight at Pee Wee League football.
Go in there, touch that tree, and come on back. You got to catch that ball next time, bro. Go touch that tree, and come back. There.
Oh, man.
I'll tell you what, though. I would be very interested to see how the juice coaching techniques actually work.
That's the thing I was just thinking about.
That would be very interesting to see if he actually managed to put together a high-quality squad. For making motherfuckers run laps when they drop the
that's
ball.
That's what I'm thinking. Like,
man, look at here. Look at here. Coach Unit says, since I can't find you money for dropping the ball, I'm going to find you laps
bro,
for
I'm
dropping
start
the ball.
I'm going to start off telling him. Look, we ain't talking about playoffs. We're talking about practice.
All right, Coach All right. Carter had him running.
Hit the tree. Hit the tree, come on back.
Go bring me back a piece of, go bring me back a leaf.
Hit the tree, come on back.
Go get a leaf off the tree, bring it back.
We're going to outrun these guys. Y'all going to run all the time. That's what y'all going to do. I'm going to throw it up out this bitch.
Y'all going to have better cardio than everybody.
The first time I was over there at the game, these motherfuckers, it was dropping every pass, his team. And fucking ref, they threw this random ball, the ref caught it. One-headed. There you go, ref. That's how you catch a fucking ball. That's how you catch a ball, bro. I said, did y'all see that? He caught the ball. Sam was like, really? Really? I'm like, wait, if you catch a ball.
Well, hold up. Are you present at these practices?
I watch it from afar.
So technically, you are there. You're there when practice is happening. You're there when the games are happening.
Yeah.
Well, then, coach, bitch, step your ass up. Say, look at here, motherfucker. I'm now your assistant.
Well, I got to be there for practice because it's in building now, so it sucks.
Okay.
I'm not going to drop them off, come back, and go back, you know what I mean?
Okay.
So
tell me why I'm wrong.
I mean, I don't, look. That's I don't like kids. All right.
Bullshit.
And
you know what you really
don't
like?
But I don't like the coaches, I think, more. So I think I got to find my happy medium.
See, that whole football life right there, that the coaching, this, like.
Oh, look,
it's not as bad as Culpepper.
I about to say Culpepper.
It's not as bad as Culpepper. Culpepper, everybody in Culpepper, they're going to college.
It
the way they
ridiculous.
Are. The way they are. Everybody got a scholarship to Harvard.
That's
they ain't trying to ruin nothing.
They're like Eastern Texas and Culpepper.
They're bad, bro. It's like football is life.
It's varsity blues, man.
They are bad out there.
Football is life,
Every
period.
Coach
like,
is an NFL coach.
That whole fucking organization, bro, it's fucking ridiculous.
Well, then why don't you put them in there?
Nah, I can't go in there.
Because that's just going to be too... It's not
about football up there. It's just like more about politics and fighting and just whatever.
These motherfuckers,
I've been
around for this shit. I've seen them motherfuckers talk about the draft. But these motherfuckers are talking drafting little kids from one team to another. Oh, yo, you need to get Bobby from here and put him with us.
At
a goddamn cookout.
Friday night cookout.
They are talking about...
These motherfuckers together, they're making a team.
Yeah.
Right there, bro.
Look, what you got to do is tell Coach Ricky that he's got some kind of fucking thing y'all moving, and y'all can put him on our squad, and then, man, we get this squad together.
Well,
we dominating everybody.
Hey, why do you even let him partake in this shit?
I don't fuck with that. That's what we don't fuck up
here. I'm saying, though, like, does he want to do this?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, then.
Yeah, he loves that shit. I mean, he only got it.
Because I thought he
got another year.
I thought he wasn't going
to
do it.
He don't like playing tackle. But now he wants to play tackle for the school. So, I don't fucking know.
So he wants to play tackle for Falk here.
Yeah, he's going to be a high school tackle.
Yeah.
Well, good. Then let him fucking do that.
I said, you do that, you're going in there as a 10th grader. They're going to rock the last round.
They're going to hit you, bro.
Wait a minute. What grade is he in?
He's a ninth now.
Yeah. He's a freshman right now?
Yeah. He didn't want to do football, but now all of his people are telling him he should have been playing football or something.
But so, then again, they don't get rocked like we, like when we were going to school.
Yeah, probably not really loud.
Them motherfuckers that
we harder in practice than they do actually in the game. You know,
well, like, really cats in school, I would, man, we was having full facial hair type shit.
Yeah,
you know
they would bust your ass.
Yeah.
Well, like, let him walk his ass home after practice every day. Know what I'm saying? Be like, walk your ass home, part of your fucking cardio, bitch.
Yeah.
We're going to make you a real football player. You fucking run home.
We'll see if he wants to. I don't know. He said he want to do it. We'll see. I don't give a fuck. I don't think I pay for school football.
I was going to say, though, that takes you out of... Well, there's probably, like, equipment fees.
You got to pay the... Yeah, you got to pay the equipment and shit
like that. I mean, you're going to have to buy him shoes. You're going to have to buy him cleats.
Yeah, you got
to
do all that.
Buy him cleats and don't let him walk around on them cleats. I just about yelled at some lady.
You got cleats?
Shit. I'm about to yell at some lady at the joint.
You'll be the only one out there in white and red and blue cleats.
I don't think it matters.
No, it ain't. I'm be like, fuck y'all.
But I'm saying, don't let him walk around on the fucking concrete.
Oh, yeah,
shit.
No.
I see some kid doing that in cleats the other day, and I just about yelled at his mama.
He be flopping.
What's wrong with you? Put on some real shoes. You gonna grind down them fucking cleats.
I don't know, dude.
I mean, hell, you know how I know? Because I did
still,
it.
But yeah. You can't, like... Well, yeah, they also are shitty now. You really...
What?
You can't have metal cleats, really, you know what I mean? And the cleats now, the material is a lot shittier than it was before. That's so, yeah, you probably definitely don't want to be walking on...
Yeah, you gotta use them only on the field.
Yeah.
You gotta be real particular with them shits.
Yeah, he always be sandaling, whatever he is.
Yeah, that works. Carry your socks and your sandals.
Basketball
and
or football.
Yeah.
You still got to dress up for football at or any sport at high school? They make you dress up.
Probably wear a jersey or put on like
a suit and tie. Like when I went, that's what you wore was suit and tie.
Oh, that was seniors, I think, right?
Nah, that was if you had a game, you was suit and tied up.
I don't think so. I don't think they do that shit no more.
Well, you know, at least you don't have to dress them nice.
Yeah, I'm about to say, because fucking, I don't even think the fucking actual NBA players fucking dress up anyway.
You know what you're going to have to tell them to do? Take a shower at the fucking school.
I don't know if you want any kind of fungi off of that goddamn floor.
Hey, man, if he survived this place, he survived anything.
You know what? Touche.
Put on some sandals, bitch.
Valid point.
Wash your stinking ass. Although, he going to walk home, he be stinking when he get here.
Yeah, true that.
So, I'd take one each place if I was him. Fuck it.
But balls clean before you go. Balls clean when you stop.
Yeah, I mean, how is that dirty motherfucker? Like, when I was in high school, dude, I was taking regular showers. These dirty motherfuckers around here. You got some grimy-ass kids, dude.
I didn't take a damn shower. My damn shower.
Well, you leading by example, then. Shit.
Yeah.
Just stank ass.
Shit.
Yeah, I'm all right.
This motherfucker said, I'm all right.
Yeah, I'm still all right.
God damn it.
Hey, word up if you can't smell yourself.
I mean, I'm taking a shower tonight, but you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, I took one before I came here.
Dude, I took one when I got back from the Cannabis Festival. I was covered in pollen and funk.
Y'all saw me just pull in.
Cause fuck it.
That's true. Was fucked up.
True that.
I was trying to go leave earlier and hit the water, but it was raining its ass off all day down there this morning.
Yeah, down south it was raining.
The rain up here at all?
Nah.
I mean, I'm talking about woke up to rain.
There was a band. I looked at the radar, and the band was like, I don't know, probably 40 minutes south of Culpeper. From there south, it was raining. From there north, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was raining. We've had
a pretty nice fucking weekend all weekend this weekend, man. It's been pretty good.
Yeah, man.
I'm not going to lie.
If it wasn't so pollinated and I could have rocked with the windows down, it would have been better. But I've been rolling with the windows up.
And see, that's the whole thing. Like, when I got the wax for the shit for the car, I was like, man, I washed this fucking car. It's just going to get covered right back to yellow here and just fucking...
My dude, I washed the vet on, like... Thursday night or something, or Friday morning or something, and that motherfucker was filthy the next day.
Yeah,
and I washed it like Thursday or Wednesday night or something.
But you back here in the wood area there, it don't gonna be like that.
Yeah,
but see, I be trying to keep the pollen off of it best I can, but then I got my company truck, and that motherfucker, God,
I bet that thing is disgusting.
Bruh, that outside of that bitch is fucking horrible, man. You know what I mean? And the only place I can take it to is down fucking Fredericksburg, and that's. If I have the time to do it. I never have time to do it. Every once in a while, I get time to take that motherfucker through the truck wash. And as soon as it gets clean, it's fucked up again because I got quarries and shit I got to go. As soon as I hit a dirt road or a gravel road.
What color is the truck?
Bright ass fucking yellow.
Ugh.
And then I got the black fucking around, you know, where the boxes and shit are at, you know, to go around it. So the tanks.
Fenders?
Yeah, everything else is black. So I'm like, man, that shit just be covered. You see the fucking shit caked up. Especially on the back where, like, oil, like, sets at.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And all that shit collects with the oil, man. It's just fucking horrible.
Right, because it sticks to the, yep. Like, the oil.
Yep, yep.
Ugh. Bro, God, that's disgusting.
Bro, that shit be fucking. And then get the sneeze and that shit. I'm like, fuck. But it is what it is.
Ugh.
Like, I prepare for that shit. I get I'm
yeah, I mean, fed. it's the joys of getting to live in a beautiful place. We get to deal with pollen.
Yeah, because I take this shit over the city. I was telling my kids that shit. I said, look, I'll
they're
take
like, Dad,
this,
there's
like,
nothing to do. And you're like, psh, you find something.
Yeah, exactly. Because I'm like,
you're going to find something. That's how you happen,
that's
boy.
That's the biggest difference from in the city to here is, like, there's always something around you in the city. It wasn't nothing but a fucking bike ride, bus ride, train ride, whatever.
Right.
But then you come out here and everything's so far away. But I'm like, I'd rather have this peace and quiet and the space between neighbors and shit than being right on top of a motherfucker, some funky ass shit that I don't even want to smell. Like, the most funky shit I'm going to get out here is some fucking manure. You know, or some cow, you know.
Or a unit's kitchen.
Something, you know what I mean? But like.
Depending on the day, yeah.
But like, fucking, you know, in the city, you get a mixture of shit, trash, and don't get picked up. Like, when I was out in D.C. a couple weeks ago, and waste management was like, I don't know if they were on strike or they was having problems, but trash was so piled up at every place I was at, plus on the streets. I'm like, God damn.
I just can't fuck with the city, man.
It's funky already anyway.
Like, D.C. rats.
It's dense, dude.
They're like a whole animal, bro.
There's like,
it is.
Yeah. Like homeless people, they go by like catching them and just feed them to the homeless. You're getting at least two Demolition Man burgers out of
Carnitas rats.
Absolutely.
At least
absolutely.
Two Demolition Man burgers out here.
With no problem.
No problem. These motherfuckers.
Hell, dude, those fuckers might be more than two burgers.
They might be.
Yeah.
You might be able to get a whole, like, pounder
like,
out
you
of
probably
that.
Get, like, four McDonald's burgers
get,
out of that
you get two quarter pounders? I think you get it four quarter pounders.
Because, see, motherfuckers be tripping when I tell them, like, yo, the rats are in the restaurants. And they're like, no, they're not. I'm like, yes, the fuck they are.
Where else they going to be?
Where, and I say, granted, they eat the shit out the trash, but they're getting in these buildings. You think
they in the buildings?
You think these goddamn buildings are fucking? You think these buildings are fucking built to where these motherfuckers can't treat this? This is old ass shit. All these motherfuckers is old as fucking. They're getting replaced with these bullshit ass fucking plywoods up here. Ain't worth the fuck. Rats are already. These rats are strong, motherfucker.
Yeah,
like,
they already chewed through the wood.
You had the one dude that got fired for showing the rats and Popeyes a couple years back on, I think it was 8th Street, and I'm like, this like at all these restaurants. You go to any of these restaurants, you holler at these food delivery guys, man, they got to close their truck up. Like, most places they'll go to, you see them, they got the back of the truck open, they're taking the shit out, going in the restaurant, drop
the
shit up, come back out.
Open, yeah.
D.C., you can't do that. You can't have the back of the truck open. You got to close that motherfucker. Because, one, you got the homeless motherfuckers and
the rats. Motherfuckers hungry and shit.
The homeless and the rats will be in there at the same time.
Yeah.
Like, hey, you can be in there. Yeah. Hey, what's up, rat?
They'll be in there together.
What's up, cuz?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's like, fuck, I don't see the appeal of moving out to the city and living out in the city as
it's
expensive as that shit is.
Convenience.
The convenience doesn't even appeal to me for the money you pay to live there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It definitely don't equal for me, but that's what most people fuck with is the convenience. The fact that you can go do whatever you want.
Like, I don't have to pay for
a
car
or whatever.
Because I can ride a bike or a bus. I don't have to pay for a vehicle. Yep. So that saves on my expenses. Okay, but yeah, the expense that you're saving on that vehicle goes to wherever you're living at.
Yeah.
And even where you're living at, you ain't getting a fucking nice ass spot in my mind out in the city anywhere.
Yeah. The kind of place I would want, there's no way I could afford.
Exactly. At all.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm like.
And if I, when I get the fuck you money to, like, be able to afford it, it's still not what I would buy.
Fuck no. Not at all.
Know what I'm saying? I would have, like, a little more land, maybe. Or just build some stuff up on the place I'm at. You know what I'm saying?
I need a little bit of land. I need to just gotta be able to shoot something in my yard.
Have a homestead.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I
do. I need 2 acres, man. So I need an acre somewhere I can just go off and shoot some shit.
Nah.
dig a big asshole.
When I got that fuck you money, I'm building the fucking range into the basement.
Well, yeah, fuck you money. I'm building a range just right there. Yeah. Live action.
Like, I'm going to have that fucking Lethal Weapon range in my basement.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, I'm going to just go down there.
Price and shoot smiley faces.
Exactly what I'm shooting.
I'm going to get the Bert. What was he on? Tremors? I'm gonna get the Reba and Burt basement over there.
Yeah, that's what's up.
I'm gonna get
That's gonna be attached. The Reba Burt basement is attached to the Lethal Weapon shooting range.
Lush.
That's what makes up a quarter of the base, a quarter to half of the basement.
I had a Mel Gibson trailer above my.
So you want to have the look of the Mel Gibson trailer with the shit
dude,
underneath.
If you got the Mel Gibson trailer out there,
your whole
under space is the Lethal Weapon shooting range and Reba and Bert's basement with the guns. And you just go down there practice shooting smiley faces in the fucking bodies.
God damn. Hell yeah. Where do we start?
Dude, we got to get this money.
Go find that mountain.
Nah, man.
Yeah, money. We got to find that mountain. Start digging.
Yeah, because look, the shit I've seen.
We put in some sweat equity to make sure we don't spend too much of our damn money.
The shit I've seen. No,
we'd be out there with a backhoe. We'd be out there with a backhoe.
Yeah, hell yeah, we're doing some of the digging.
You can rent one of them, no problem. You ain't even got to buy it. Just rent that
bitch. We're
doing
some of the digging. We're doing some of the Mexican work. We're getting Mexicans. We're doing some of the concrete work.
We're going to do some of the Mexican work. Yeah, we getting Mexicans.
Yeah, we bringing it all. We coming through.
Yep.
Big time.
Yeah, because that shit they doing out in D.C. is ridiculous. Like, the fucking... a one-bedroom fucking apartment is like 23.
God damn.
It's fucking ridiculous. That's just for one bedroom.
And that one bedroom
and it's
is
no
small,
bigger than this.
Bro.
It's no bigger than this living room. Bro. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's got a kitchenette. It doesn't even have a kitchen.
Heather's fucking room that one time with me, Steve. It was a...
It's tiny.
Smaller than this, everything.
It's like the motherfuckers
like
in New York.
Back of the cabin.
Yeah.
Half the cabin.
But hell, the cabin. We was able to put 14 motherfuckers in that.
But you also can go outside of the cabin.
Yep.
And wander around.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
And do walk around, thing, do whatever the fuck you want to do.
And you don't have
middle of nowhere.
People everywhere.
Nobody around us.
There's something appealing about people everywhere. Like, the Sex in the City appeal of like I can be in the city and I can just meet girls and bang them.
But even with that,
it's like you're gonna fucking run through that fish pond eventually.
Yeah, because not only are you running through this pond, this motherfucker that lived next door to you to run through that same pond too.
That's right. They're like, everybody's like, oh, I fucked somebody on this floor.
Yep. Wait a minute. You live here? I can't go here. One of my exes lives here. He's on. Matter of fact, you're in apartment 4C. He's in 5C. See, he lives right above you. Oh, bitch, you the motherfucker I heard screaming up here? Okay, yeah, you gotta go there. You know? But, like, nah, there's no appeal. I told my son and them that, matter of fact, it was yesterday I was talking to my kids about that.
I thought that's how this all started.
Yeah, that's exactly how.
You're telling your kids.
I had to think of what day it was.
Out here in the middle of nowhere.
I said, look, y'all, there's more value in having land than being set on top of somebody. Like, I don't want my neighbors knowing what the fuck I cooked today.
Dude, if you buy an apartment in an apartment building, like,
yeah,
you're reliant upon all sorts of stuff that you have no control over.
Yep, yep.
Over property you own.
Yep.
Like, if you own your own house on a piece of land and, like, something needs to be done for the foundation,
you can go ahead
and
do it.
That's on you.
Yeah.
You can just do it. You don't have to be like, oh, the super needs to take care of this or anything.
But if the water, somebody's water pipe leaks above your shit, you got to wait for somebody to fix that shit, then come to your apartment and fix your shit because that shit upstairs fucked up. Like, when a motherfucker has roaches, you're going to have roaches because that son of a bitch got roaches. And then now all the apartment buildings in this apartment building has fucking roaches. Now the whole place got to get bombed and shit. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, the shorty I work with was telling me, like, she got, man, I got to move all my stuff in the apartment. I got to take shit out of the cat. I said, for what? She goes, because the super told us that they're coming by to spray the apartments. They're like, they're treating the apartments for, you know, roaches and shit. And I'm like, do you have roaches? She goes, no, I don't. But like, I guess an apartment that's three down from her, across the hall had them, and then another building that's down the way had them. So
apartment living, you're too reliant on other people. Like townhouse apartment or townhouse living, you're relying on other people.
Yeah.
Like, here, let's collect all of our places together and hope that somebody down the street
doesn't fuck up some shit.
It doesn't burn everything down.
I've lived both lives, man. The apartment living, man, having somebody live above you running around with dogs And fucking downstairs, you got the Indian cats with the curry and shit. And that motherfucking smell stays for days.
I got lucky when I stayed at that apartment over there at,
you know, I knew two different people that lived in that apartment.
That same apartment?
Yep, same one you were in. I was like, yo, this used to be my buddy's apartment.
Yep. Like, it wasn't bad.
Yeah, it was a decent location.
Upstairs, wasn't bad.
The townhouse I lived in with mom and him, that's up for sale by a girl I went to school with. I'm like, shit, I went to school with this girl right here. And man, the way they redid the house, oh my God, they did a hella good job on remaking the house.
That was
man.
What, three bedroom? Three level,
because I had the basement. I had the basement too.
That's right. It was just like yours, right?
Uh huh.
We y'all down the corner by Gertz, whatever. That was three level.
Yeah.
Middle, yeah.
Middle upstairs, they redid everything. Yeah. Man, all hardwood floor, like it looks nice. Yeah.
Yeah, but you know when you got neighbors against your walls or neighbors
that's
above you or below
that's
you,
the thing, man.
It's so close.
Man, I remember when I lived in fucking Middleburg, and man, when I was fucking, man, the headboard would hit the fucking wall, and fucking the neighbor would get mad and be banging on the wall. Nigga, I just fuck harder. You know what I mean? Like, man, fuck that. Yeah, fuck you, man. If you ain't fucking get up and fuck then, fuck back. Like, if you want. You like piss me off, fuck where you think I'm sleeping.
Get turned on, you loser.
Yeah, do something, shit. You know what I mean? But like fucking, but then they'd have the music and you hear the music thumping from the other townhouse that's next door on the other side coming through your wall. It's like, fuck, I can't do nothing to that neighbor over there because I ain't got nothing against that wall to make noise back, you know what I mean? But I'm like, the walls are so thin, if you spoke loud enough, you could hear each other through the walls. You know, you could hear what was going on.
Yeah.
You know, I hated that shit.
Yeah, it's fully unappealing. Yeah. I need to be able to scream and cry and yell and laugh and fuck and every little thing.
Do whatever I want.
That's
exactly.
I need to be able to make noise indiscriminately.
You know, like
fucking. Sit out in my yard and look at my gun, shit.
The one lady, she was telling me about how fucking, she's like, man, she can smell weed coming through her bathroom. I'm like, well, who is your neighbor? Because most likely it's probably your neighbor either downstairs or right next door to you. And she goes, it's an old lady next door to me. I was like, is she a burner? And she was like, yeah, I think she is. I said, then that's where she's smoking the weed at, is in the bathroom, probably with the shower running on her end. I said, that's because cool. Y'all's pipes, all the pipes are connected, all of them are. Every last one of these pipes is connected.
Yeah.
That's how
you need to be able to live your life, smoke your weed, fuck your hoes, have your
all
space.
That shit.
Go outside and pee at night, man. You need options.
You know, the freedom of going outside and taking a piss in your own yard, that's like, man, lovely shit right there. Yes. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Yeah.
I don't walk out of the yard many times. It's night, full moon, and I'm just pissing looking at the moon like, you know what? This is great. Breeze out, nice spring breeze.
Beautiful.
Man. Pissing out there in the moonlight.
Fucking beautiful.
Pissing in the moonlight. Fucking K-ass. I'll tell you good shit right there.
Ladies and gentlemen, with that said,
uh-huh,
we're going to have to bring this episode of the Mason and Friends Show to a close.
Oh, yeah.
We'd like to thank you for listening.
Uh-huh.
We'd like to remind you, if you're interested in a Rattler Bowl.
The Maraca.
A Maraca Bowl. By Kyle at Glassflow Art.
There you go.
We'd be happy to give that away to you. It's also going to come with a Mason and Friends Show hoodie or something. Whatever, you know. Let me know what you're interested in. We'll get you something.
I bet they got to hit you on the gram, right?
Yeah, you know, hit us up on the gram.
Tag
Glassflow Art and the Mason and Friends Show at the same time to get entered into the contest.
There you go.
We can keep doing this for a few weeks or months or however long it takes to have a few more than a couple people sign up for this. So,
there it is.
You know, be nice to people that look like you. Be nice to people that don't look like you. Don't be a dick.
Uh-huh. Little bits by little bits, ladies and gentlemen. Keep moving forward.
That's right. Keep grinding on the things that you were trying to get done because that is how things get done.
We believe in you.
Yes. And if you want a copy of 1984 Brave New World or Fahrenheit 451, holler at your boy.
Uh-huh.
Be happy to send you one of those.
There you go.
And don't forget, we love you very, very much.
Piss in the moonlight, y'all.
That's
go outside, piss in the moonlight.
It is a thing to be done.
Liberating.
And, don't forget, we love you very much.
Love y'all.
We wish you nothing but the best. And peace be with you.
Peace. Y'all.